Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts and minds be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In our readings this morning from the Gospel, there was a verse which could be said to be one of the best known in all the pages of Scripture. The verse, "Come to me, all of you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Keep these words in front of your mind in the next few minutes, but better still, let them go with you all the days of your life. And one of the surprising things which I have said to you often in these months is that this coincidence happens without one knowing it, but it happens all the time. The anthem that the choir sang this morning was, "I sing this song." And the hymn which we have just sung was the one that I would like to concentrate on this morning for a few minutes. And you may wonder why I want really to start with a hymn rather than the text, although I have mentioned the text already. The hymn which we have just finished singing, and each time I sing it, I am taken back some 65 years to the city of Glasgow, when during that time there came to the Glasgow Kelvin Hall one of the most famous evangelists of the last century, Dr. Billy Graham. Some of you may remember the name, some of you may actually even have travelled down to Glasgow to listen to Dr. Graham and to take part in the service of worship there. He was a great evangelist, conducting campaigns all over the place, but this was one night in Glasgow. And each night of the campaign, after his message was delivered, he would invite the congregation, which filled the great arena, to come forward and give themselves to Jesus. As he made his plea, so the massed choir sang softly the hymn which we have just sung, "Just as I am, with one plea, O Jesus Christ, I come to thee." And on the night when I was there, many people went forward to stand before the dais and acknowledge their need of Jesus. It was an impressive sight and a very, very deep spiritual moment. However, there were those who thought and still think that there is something not quite right with that kind of emotional appeal, that the constant repetition of the words and the effect of the music hypnotized those who were there. And in the cold light of the next day, there would be an insistence that was within them to come forward. That insistence would disappear. As I chose the hymn for this morning, I was thinking of that campaign all these years ago. And I was reminded also of the story of a minister and an organist who were sitting together choosing the hymns for the following Sunday's service, which was to be a communion service. And they were taking their time over one particular hymn. It was the hymn that they thought would be suitable for the children, whom they knew would undoubtedly be sitting in the gallery. A hymn. A hymn that speaks to us. A hymn that was there. And whether there was anything wrong with that, I don't think at all. I think the Holy Spirit was there that night, as it is here again and again and again. We sing hymns, we hear scripture, and again the message is, come unto me and I will give you rest. God wishes us to come. And what was the hymn that they chose that the children might hear? An old hymn, right way back to the original Church of Scotland hymn book. And here are some of the words. I think when I hear that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children as lamb to his fold. I'll repeat them. When I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children as lamb to his fold. I should like to begin with them then. I wish that his hands had been placed on my head, that his arm had been thrown round my shoulders, and that I might have seen his kind look when he said, let the little children come unto me. I have on a number of occasions worshipped God as a little child up in the gallery, looking down on the pews covered with absolute pristine white tablecloths, that those who came on that particular day to that particular service would indeed receive from Christ. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. The hymn which I focused on there did not rate highly in the church, either in terms of words and of music, but it was indeed a favorite of the children and of grown-ups as well. And on the Sunday, as the congregation was singing the hymn, the minister noticed in the congregation a man whom he had not expected to be there. A man he knew who was almost totally deaf and would hear little of what was being said or sung. And he was also aware that the gentleman's wife was drawing near to death. A few days later, the man told the minister that the tone of that, the tune of that hymn had reached through his deafness, and he had been able to remember some of the words. Reached him in such a way that he was able to hum the music and the words, able to hum not just to himself, but he crooned it to his wife. She died the next day. The hymn, which had nearly not been chosen, had been a requiem for a dying woman. A hymn which gave access to Jesus. And there you have the supreme test of any hymn, of any sermon, of any worship. Does it lead us to Jesus? That somehow they present Jesus to those who need to come before him to lay their burdens or to receive the strength to carry them further or longer or to pick up the new ones. It is said that when Leonardo da Vinci was painting his masterpiece, The Last Supper, that he made many preliminary sketches, and particularly of the head of Christ, who was in the center of the big table, the long table. And one day, one evening, he was showing his sketches to a friend and seeking the friend's opinion. And the friend picked out for very special mention and praise the marvelous tracings which Da Vinci had managed to work into the two communion cups which were there on the table. As soon as Da Vinci's friend had finished speaking, the painter picked up his brush and painted out the two communion cups, painted them out, and said with a great deal of feeling, "I want you to see," he said, "not the communion cups, I want you to see the face of Jesus. On a day like today, we have to ensure that the picture of the face of Jesus is before us and recognizing the goodness which radiates from it. What all of us must do is to lead people to Christ, the Jesus who will give rest and peace and strength to those who answer his appeal. I believe that this church, this congregation, will continue to live and to witness, will continue to lead people to Jesus, and that there is a future for the Christian church here in Pollochry, and you will share with Blair Athol in bringing the news of God's love and of his grace to many people, from little children to senior people and very old people like me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest, the words of Christ. Just as I am, without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. And my prayer, which gives me great hope for you and for the future, is that you will continue to come. You will continue to come and know the grace of God, know the power of the Holy Spirit, and know the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Go forward in faith. Go forward with a strong hope that God, in all his love, will not desert you and will be with you as you go into a new structure with a new beginning and different ways to some extent. But know that the plea of God to all of us, come unto me and I will give you rest. May God bless to us the preaching of his word.